Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Michael Rutledge, M-I-C-H-A-E-A-L, Michael, M-I-C-H-E-E-A-L, Rutledge, R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E, date of birth 1-1-97, date of accident 4-10-2022, date of service is 9-20-2023. Chief complaint, patient reports. Severe pain in the lower back, upper back, left shoulder, and shooting pain to the left leg. Pain in the left knee are the main symptoms. Some pain in the left arm is reported and left hip as well. He reports of IME 4 months ago. And reports of a prior motor vehicular accident 2020, where he was a backseat on the right side driver in a lift, T-bone on the driver's side. Case was settled, and the case was fought with Andropolis and Hill attorney. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to this current accident that occurred on 4-10-2022. The details of the motor vehicular accident are as follows. On April 10, 2022, around 9:30, the patient was traveling in a Saturn sedan as a rear passenger on the left side. There were a total three people along with the driver. They were traveling on northbound Plymouth near Schaefer in Detroit. The patient reports that their car was stopped on a red light going northbound Plymouth to Telegraph near Schaefer. The other car rear-ended at a unknown speed and as a result their car hit a limousine in front. The damage to the car is that back in front of the car was completely damaged, engine was knocked down, and car was not drivable, but not, he is not sure if it is totaled. The patient was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags were not deployed. Loss of consciousness momentarily. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was not taken to the hospital. He did not go to the hospital. Regarding the injuries, patient reports that his head hit to the seat in front and shoulder to the left window, and he blacked out for a few seconds. He banged his left hip and knee to the dashboard, to the seat in front. He was taken to Sinai Grace Hospital emergency room via ambulance, where he was there for 1 hour. No x-rays were done and he left against medical advice. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of headaches. Which are present in the front. On a scale of 1 to 10, they are 5. Off and on. Mild. And sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. And there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI. The patient reports of dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nightmares. Patient denies any problem with the smell, taste, no buzzing in the ear or vertigo, no loss of equilibrium, no seizures. There is no loss of memory or forgetfulness, no confusion, disorientation. There is no blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, no TMJ problem, no incontinence problem. And there is no problem with the facial muscles. Regarding the pain symptoms, patient has reporting that he is suffering from pain in the upper back and neck to the tune of 7, and lower back pain is 7. He reports of pain from the neck and upper back shooting down to the left arm, posteriorly and anteriorly up to the wrist area, as numbness and tingling, but the hand and the fingers are not involved. Lower back pain is reported radiating to the left leg, posteriorly and anteriorly up to the ankle, but the foot and the toes are not involved. In addition, patient reports some pain in the left hip and left knee to the tune of 5 and 6. Here are reports of recovery from the previous treatment that he has been afforded. And he says these pains are almost every day continuously and severe. And they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, punishing, cruel, aching and heavy. The pain intensity is 5 to 7. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, coughing, sneezing, and improved by medication only. He can walk up to half a block, sit for 10 minutes, stand for 10 minutes. He is not working, and he can sleep for 6 hours. He reports of having MRIs done, 3 injections to the sacroiliac joint being done bilaterally, and left shoulder injection 1 time by Dr. Shukr Mustafa. He denies any muscle weakness, motor weakness of the arm or legs, or fall, no bowel bladder incontinence, and no other accident since the 4/10/2022. Regarding the past treatment, patient has been seen in the ER on the day of accident where he left against medical advice. Since then, he has tried chiropractor, traction, tense unit, physical therapy, massage, and medications. The patient has seen Dr. Shukr, in Dearborn pain specialist, who provided 3 injections of the bilateral sacroiliac joint and 1 injection to the left shoulder. And he has been seeing his primary care doctor, whose name he cannot remember. He went to PT relief physical therapy. PT died or murdered. And chiropractor is in Lesser and Southfield, 30 visits. Then Dr. Shukr discharged him for pain medication not found in the urine. Patient reports no medical problems in the system review, past surgical history none, allergies none. Family history, mother is alive, father is alive, no medical problems, except father has a osteoarthritis of the left hip. 2 brothers, 1 sister, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is single and stays with his mother. Employment status, patient used to work in a plant worker temporary service as an assembly line, and where he stands all day long, lift 5 pound. It appears that he has not been working since the accident. Legal history, Michael Dodi, MichaelDiodi, is being the attorney on the record. Personal history, patient does not smoke, does not use recreational drug, does not drink, denies any anxiety, depression, mood, sleep problem, self-worth problem, concentration problem, suicidal problem, homicidal problem. Regarding the ADLs, patient is reported that currently writing, dialing a phone, vacuuming, and reaching into cabinets are affected 10. Pressing, walking, standing, running are affected 9. Personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, and cooking in the kitchen are affected 8. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 187/121, pulse is 57, pulse ox is 100. Height 5'7", weight is 215. This guy is a 26-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be acutely anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination, which are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the template. And the spine tenderness is not present except in bilateral sacral iliac joint. And L4-5, L5-S1, along with paraspinal muscle spasm in L1 to L5, with mild tenderness and few trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Is as follows: forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was not found painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test negative, Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine Bruce test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive on the left at 35 degrees. The contralateral leg raise test is positive on the left. Vega test negative, Kemp test is positive, Belinsky sign is negative. Sacral iliac joint, left SI joint is tender. Pivot test is positive on the left. Gonsalon test is positive on the left. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is negative. Extremities, the except for the left shoulder and left knee, rest of the extremities are completely normal, which include the extremities on the right upper and right lower extremity. They are warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein, and all the range of motion on the right side are normal. Gait is normal. Examination of the left shoulder. On inspection, the left shoulder appears completely normal with no dislocation or fracture, contusion, tender points. On palpation, no tender points are noticed, no spasm. Range of motions are slightly limited to the left shoulder to 100 degrees of maximum abduction, after which pain starts. Flexion is 100 degrees also. Pain level is 6.5. Hawking Kennedy test is positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Drop arm test is negative. Examination of the arm does not reveal any issues with the hand or wrist. No renal sign, felon sign is negative. Peripheral pulses, motor power, grip are all normal. No circulation problem. Reflexes are normal. In the left knee, there is no scar, erythema, effusion. Mild tenderness, peripatellar and also to the medial collateral ligaments is present on palpation, but no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motion is normal for the left knee to flexion of 135 degrees. Motor power is normal, valgus varus abnormality not present. The test for anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. Test for McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. E66.9, 110, V89.2, X60, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Left hip M25.552, right and left knee M25.562, M23.205. M23.202, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXN, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.08, S23.3, XXN, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXN, left sided sacroiliac spine M46.1. M53.3, S33.5, XXN. Plan of care is from the template for mitral rutilage. Treatment plan for mitral rutilage is as follows. The patient is advised to continue therapy 2 times per week at his choice place. He is referred from Southfield Physical Therapy, so he would like to go back there for his neck, mid back, lower back, and the left wrist and hand, left knee, left shoulder, and left hip. With traction massage. He is disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation help. Medications are provided. Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for head pain. Elavil, 50 mg PRN. Lyrica, 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches only. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes, review of the available MRI and other imaging records, MRI of the lumbar spine, which is dated 4/25/2022, shows a herniated disc at L4, L5, encroaching anterior epidural space. MRI of the left shoulder, dated 5/2/2022, shows partial tear of the distal rotator cuff tendon near its attachment and grade 2 slap tear glenoid labrum. Right shoulder shows no issues with the tendon but grade 2 slap tear of the glenoid labrum. Interventional pain procedure, patient is advised to consider left sacroiliac joint injection, epidural injection to the lumbar region times 4. And a shoulder injection to the left, to the rotator cuff as well as to intra-articular. The MRI for cervical spine is not available, and we'll investigate among the records. If it is not available, we might do that. Surgical options are not being considered. Neuropsych not warranted, attended care not warranted, case worker not warranted, past medical records. I have been order released from Dr. Shukla and other people and have been reviewed and investigated and made part of the record keeping. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered at this time until the record review is completed. DMEs. The patient already has a neck brace, back brace and tense unit. Education is yes. Disability is discussed already. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.